Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hello and welcome to the fourth chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. This chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is sponsored by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. They publish books that help bring the Christian faith to everyday life, whether through fiction, Christian living, self-help, marriage, family, or youth books. Each Revell publication reflects relevance, integrity, and excellence. Today we're talking to Elizabeth Goddard about her new Revell release, Present Danger. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? You doing good?
I'm doing great. Absolutely. Can you give me a brief synopsis about your newest book, Present Danger?
Yes, Present Danger is about a U.S. Forest Service special agent and a county detective in Montana that work together to solve a murder mystery that kind of explodes into a mystery about archaeological trafficking. That's the story in a nutshell. So,
okay. Fun. So now Present Danger is the first book in a new series called Rocky Mountain Courage series.
Yes.
What ties this book to the rest of the series?
Yes. Rocky Mountain Courage, as the name portrays, is just set in the Rockies, but I have it set in the southwest corner of Montana. I love the region of the country, kind of a fictional Gallatin County, which is a real county, but I made a fictional county. But all three books are tied together by a tragedy years ago that happened. Their loved ones were died in a SAR, a search and rescue accident on the mountain where they were trying to save someone, and they died. And so they created a memorial at the base of this mountain called the Rocky Mountain Courage Memorial. So Three of the people of the hero in each or heroine, each one of the books is connected via that tragedy. So, and there's kind of an overarching mystery, if you will, of trying to figure out who is vandalizing the memorial throughout all the books. So I kind of have them tied together that way too. That's a loose mystery.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Jack Tanner and Tara Connors, who are the main characters of the book?
All right. Well, it was really exciting to write my U.S. Forest Service special agent, because that is not really a branch that is well known. And it was kind of tough to find someone who could answer questions, but I called the Forest Service in Montana and they connected me with a special agent in charge who answered all my questions and helped me to figure out what could my special agent, that would be Tara Connors, investigate. The Forest Service special agents look into everything from timber theft, everything to take care of natural resources, right? But they also investigate artifacts, trafficking, and crimes against, if someone were to take things from the ground, human remains or different artifacts. Those are all crimes. And so she would investigate that. For her character, she is the daughter of a ranger who died in that SAR accident. And she is trying to live up to the legacy of her mother, who was just a hero. And so that was just really hard. So she feels that burden. It's a burden to her trying to live up, even though she's proud of her mother, trying to live up to her mother. So there's a lot of family dynamics there, and I'm trying to live up to a hero. And she is, kind of stays with her grandfather. Her father left them a long time ago, and she has a brother that is a war hero that is also in town, and he is trying to put together an equestrian therapy, a place for wounded warriors to get their therapy. So she has got a lot going on, and she's in the middle of this investigation that involves her ex-boyfriend, an ex-flame. And he, Jack Tanner, is a detective for the county, but he was former FBI. And he has the opposite issue with his family. His father was not a hero, and he's someone that he is trying to prove himself much better. He doesn't want to let anyone down. So he's carrying that burden. And so they both have this, kind of it's a reunion romance, if you will. They broke up. And I really like to start my romantic suspense novels with reunion romances, because that way there's already that burn there, right? We don't have to start from scratch, because those stories seem to move really fast. And a lot of times readers will just wonder, how does the romance, how's it going to work out? It doesn't seem realistic, but if we go ahead and start them with some baggage or, you know, a breakup, and maybe they still actually love each other, you know, they don't want to admit it, then we just, it starts out better. So anyway, so I've got the two characters that have got a lot going on from their past with each other and from their past just in their jobs, trying to solve murder that involves archaeological trafficking.
Okay. So this book features criminals who traffic in archaeological finds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My tongue tied all of a sudden. What kind of research was required for you to write the story?
Yeah, I have actually been reading about artifact trafficking for quite a while, for probably over a decade. You know, I just am interested in archaeology and just the whole trafficking thing. And so I've read various books. And so I was just really looking for the right story to work with this. And so, as I mentioned, when I was interviewing or talking to the special agent in charge, and this was one of the crimes that my heroine would research or look into or investigate, I was like, yeah, this is the right place for the story. So, you know, I had to do a lot of reading about Native American artifacts and all of the different provisions and acts and laws against those crimes. And if you read the story, you know that I actually take it beyond Native American trafficking with a more global look. And so that, again, has to do with just all my love and interest in stories and various news articles that caught my interest. I just found a good place to inject them into the story. So I've been looking into that. I also, though, let me just say, I did hire a research assistant because, you know, there's so much out there, and I didn't want to go off on the wrong trail as I was trying to really narrow it down on this story. So I had some help.
Well, good, because, you know, you'll hear about it if something's wrong.
Something
will write you and go, well, you know, actually, you're like, it's fiction.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is I have had so many readers tell me that reviewers say they are not familiar at all with artifact trafficking. And I just found that surprising, but I feel like, well, you know what? I've done them justice then, you know, I've done the story justice in bringing something to light that people didn't really know about. And fortunately, I've had a few also reviewers say that they are really art and history buffs and that I really nailed it. So far, so good.
Good. Now, why do you like writing romance suspense novels, and what do you think the fans get out of it?
You know, it's just kind of where you end up reading. And I love to read romantic suspense. I kind of grew up reading Victoria Holt and Phyllis Whitney. And those are more gothic novels. But, you know, it's just that sense of danger. And it just seems to really, you know, really put the tension and pressure on the romantic couple, too. So it's just that feeling. And I just really love to read that. So I feel like, and you add the Christian component into that, right? And you've really got a great novel with many layers in it. And you asked another question. What was you said?
What do fans get out of it?
Oh, the same thing. They just love excitement, adventure, tension, and, you know, all of that packaged into really I think is an explosive package when you put it all together. Romance and suspense.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds fascinating and very interesting. I can't wait to see what happens for you. But I want to thank you for coming and spending time with us at Family Fiction. And it was great having you here. And thank you everyone for joining us today for this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Yvonne. And thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us today to talk about Present Danger out in May. And no, out in April. It's out.
Yeah, now. It's out. Right.
Sorry, I got my dates all mixed up. And there's more chapters. There's more to know and more details in the chapter notes below. So if you like this chapter of Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, click the subscribe button below so you don't miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.